Hey everyone, this is Nard, and welcome to Bear Podcast Flashback. Yes, this is a show where we feature old episodes. So we are going back to episode 167, which was aired on December 2007. So we played Shannon Grady's song, Find the Way, and we also had a fun interview with Ali, another porn actor, who's been on Bear Films and Cyber Bears. Okay, let me warn you guys that this is an old episode. So be warned about the dates and the events that are mentioned. You know, they're old. They're back in 2007. So just ignore those, okay? And saves me the trouble from editing. Okay, I don't like to edit anymore. So you might ask, why feature old shows? Well, it's just a way of saying thank you to all of you listeners for supporting me and Ray on Bear Podcast. Okay, so speaking of support, we would like you guys to vote for us, Bear Podcast, on the Best of the Bears 2009, sponsored by The Complete Bear. Okay, so we are on the Best Podcast blog category, and I'll put the links on the show notes so you can easily vote. Okay, one last thing before we go to episode 167 is you can send in your holiday cards. Yes, it's Christmas. So, address it to Nard and Ray, P.O. Box 2511. Humble, Texas, 77347. Yeah, Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. Okay. All right, so now let's go to episode 167 with Ali, which was aired back in December 4, 2007. Enjoy. Bear Podcast. The Podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 167.
Work in a restaurant, work in a hair salon, be a vagabond, whatever turns you on. Work in a factory, build that truck for me, do it with clarity, and show your abilities. So go find a job that you love, no matter what it is, do it because it saves your life day to day. Doesn't matter what anyone will say, it gives you strength. You through, it makes the weekdays pass for you. You'll find this out when you find your way. Listen to me when I say, find a way to make you happy. Find a way to make you happy now. Desk jockey, go be on TV, do it wisely, with pride and integrity. You can find a way to make a career today out of almost anything. Are you listening?
Hey, are you listening?
So go find a job that you love, no matter what it is. Do it because it saves your life day to day. Doesn't matter what anyone will say, it gives you strength, it pulls you through, and makes the weekdays pass for you. You'll find this out when you find your way. Listen to me when I say,
now.
guitar. I said I wanna be a star and sing my song for you. So now look at what I do. So go find a job that you love, no matter what it is. Do it because it saves your life day to day. Doesn't matter what anyone will say. It gives you strength that pulls you through. It makes the weekdays pass for you. You'll find this out when you find your way. Listen to me when I say, find a way to make you happy. Find a way to make you happy. Find a way to make you happy. Find a way to make you happy now.
You've just listened to Shannon Grady, and that is his song entitled Find a Way from his latest album, It Was a Dance. Check out Shannon's music at zin13.com. All right, everyone, welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and we have a special episode today, of course. We have a guest. But before that, let me tell you guys that we have a raffle. Okay, so you just heard Shannon Grady at the top of the show, and I have a CD here to give away, just in time for the holidays, of course. Along with the CD, I'm giving away a Bear Films XL t-shirt. Yeah. All you have to do is send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line, Shannon Grady CD, and you'll get the chance to win Shannon's latest album. Yeah, it's called It Was a Dance. Okay. So, yeah, and the t-shirt, XL t-shirt. So just send in your entries, and the deadline will be December 17th. Okay, so yeah, just in time for the holidays. Now, if the shirt doesn't fit you, you can always re-gift it. Maybe for a white elephant gift exchange or a Yankee swap. Yeah, I just read that and dig. I've always known it to be a white elephant gift exchange, but I read and dig that it's also called a Yankee swap. So yeah. You can give it to someone who's smaller than you. Yeah. Okay, so another thing I want to say. Yeah, vote for Bear Podcast at the Complete Bear website. Yeah, just go to bearpodcast.com/awards and you'll be forwarded to the Complete Bear website to where the nominees are. You'll see the nominees under different categories. So please vote for Bear Podcast on the Best Bear Podcast category. Yeah, there are many categories. There's so you could vote for the best chat site, best musician, and so on and so forth. So please vote for Bear Podcast. Okay, thank you in advance. Okay, so we have a special guest in this episode. His name is Ali, and he has appeared in some videos you guys may have already seen before, like videos by Cyber Bears and Bear Films. Yeah, it was really fun chatting with him. So here is Ali.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
We have a special guest in this episode. He is a bear that I've seen in certain films, right? Welcome to the show,
hey,
Ali.
Dad.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'd like to say hi to everybody. Would like to thank everybody too, and thank you for having me over, I guess.
Yeah, it's awesome that I've been meaning to have you in the show for, I don't know, the longest time, probably since months ago, I think. But we got a little busy, and, you know, my partner and I would travel a lot. So anyway, so where are you right now? You are...
I am in my apartment in Randallstown. I live in Randallstown, Maryland, been here for a very long time now. Since November of 2000. It's been an interesting road, but I'm back here. I used to live in Maryland before, went to California for 4 years for work, mm-hmm. and moved back.
You moved back. Okay.
Yes.
So you're a native. I mean, you just came back. You grew up in Maryland?
Well, I'm actually originally from Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly native. I was born in the United States. My parents, my dad was a sergeant major in the military, originally from Puerto Rico, and my mom also both from the same hometown. They were, you know, sweethearts there, and I was born in Colorado and moved back when I was around 1 year old and lived all my life until I joined the Army at 17. Mm-hmm. And been in the United States ever since.
Awesome. So now you're in near Maryland. Wait, how far is that from Baltimore?
About 25 minutes.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, not far. I'm in Baltimore County, as a matter of fact.
I see. It's very famous because of John Waters.
Oh, yeah, we love him.
Yeah, I heard he likes the Bears.
Well, as they say around here, we love her.
Oh, no.
But I rather call him a him. I hate when, to each his own, and, you know, I'm not being judgmental in any way, but I would rather call a man instead of, oh, girlfriend or girl.
Or she,
she is like, mm-hmm. Not quite. It just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Okay. I don't know. I personally don't like it either, but I know people who do that.
Like I said, I respect each other. You know, whoever wants to use it, that's fine. Just don't use it towards me, because I will correct you very quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to know you more. Let's let the listeners know you more first. Are you partnered right now?
Yes, I've been dating somebody for about 2.5 years now.
Awesome.
His name is Enrique. He's also Puerto Rican, and he lives 2 hours away from me. And we see each other whenever we can, because I have a very hectic schedule. I manage a large aquarium store, which takes most of my time. I also take martial arts two times a week. Mm-hmm. And he's an EMT volunteer besides doing his job. So the only time that we have available for each other is usually the weekend.
Yeah, I know how that feels, because my partner lives in New Orleans, and I get to travel back and forth to New Orleans. And yeah, it's pretty hard to have a long-distance relationship, but you'll get
used to
it. Yeah,
but you have it harder because you have a longer distance.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, I only have 2 hours.
I have 6 hours.
That, you know, that doesn't quite compare.
6 hours when I drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some people, I think Mike did it 4.5 hours, I think. No, that's really fast. Yeah, 6 hours.
Yeah, depending on the warp drive.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, the new Enterprise E, you can actually make it faster.
Oh, you're a Trekkie, aren't you?
Oh, I'm a big sci-fi guy.
Oh, my God. This
sci-fi, comic books, movies, all kind of stuff.
That's what we talk about all the time. But there's no more Star Trek right now.
I'm actually a big geek, actually. Because besides the sci-fi, I'm big into sciences. Like I said, I work in a large aquarium store, and I'm the fish knowledge guy. I've been dealing with animals since I was very young, besides bears.
Yes, of course.
I grew up, you know, with animals around me all the time, and I was the youngest in my family. My older brothers were 6 and 3 years older than me, and there were no kids around my age. So I used to just surround myself with animals and, you know, really enjoyed them and got to learn everything about them and been that way all my life. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I'm big time into comic books, which my mom condemned. But no matter what, I still follow them. Not so much nowadays, because those things are expensive, and I'm a faggot on a budget, as I call it.
Are you a Marvel guy or a DC guy?
I'm actually both.
Okay.
The story has to be good. The artwork has to be good. If the artwork and the story are great, I will read whoever, because mostly what really compels me to buy the comic book is actually the story. If the story is well told and the characters are compelling, I will read it. If it's, you know, too unbelievable, I'm not going to really care for it. Because, you know, there's so many times when Superman can escape kryptonite, you know.
That's right.
It's like, yeah, right, Superman, Clark Kent, sure, that works.
Just wear the glasses, and nobody knows you.
Just wear the glasses and have a different stand that will work for you, man.
Yeah.
Every time.
I didn't know you're into comic books. That's awesome. Actually, I used to collect a lot of X-Men, Uncanny, when it came out.
I love the X-Men. As a matter of fact, I did a benefit for Katrina in Baltimore County, in Baltimore, dressed up as Bishop.
Oh, that's awesome! Did you have the long hair? Did you have to wear?
I actually had short hair, but I had the long hair outfit, the original outfit from the XS.
Wow!
I had it made for me specifically.
And then you put an M on your eye.
Awesome! I did the whole thing. Unfortunately, I don't have many pictures of that. The pictures that I have were kind of blurry because I was singing and dancing. Which is another thing.
I can't imagine a bishop.
Yeah.
Singing
the scary part is that I was the only guy, basically, that wasn't in drag, per se.
Okay.
Everybody else, you know, most of the other guys were dressed up as superheroes because it was a superhero ball. That was the theme of the benefit. I was dressed up as Bishop. There was a guy dressed up as Storm. There was a guy dressed up as Rogue. The only thing we didn't have Cyclops or Phoenix, which would have been really cool if we did.
Yeah.
But
Rogue is pretty easy.
A lot of fun because I was the only one that I was actually singing live. Everybody else was lip singing. Then I was dancing also, and they're like, "Wait a minute, you're a big bear that can dance and sing and sing and dance better than we do. You gotta teach me those moves." Like,
yeah.
So
that was rather funny.
That was rather fun.
The benefit, that's what you said. One of your projects, you told me earlier, you sent me an email about Hope. Yeah, can you tell
me? Yes, I'm working, for the last year or so, I've been working with Dr. Mahipat, which is my chiropractor, who basically saved my life because I was paralyzed due to an injury on my back for about 2 months or so. I could move somewhat, but I was paralyzed. When I went to her office, I could barely walk in, and by the time that they carried me out on the stretcher, I couldn't move. And after the regular doctor saw me and told me that they would have to operate, and it's possible that I couldn't walk after that, I went back to her, and basically she got me straightened out, and I can walk and lift weights and do karate again. No more wrestling, no more football because of the way that the injury is. But at least I have mobility. I have my, I would say 99% of my mobility again. And I'm very happy for that. And we decided, actually it was really her idea. I just joined in because I'm very active in the community, straight and also gay. And she wanted to do something that was brand new, doing a toy drive for children in the area and outside the area. And I said, you know, I know a lot of people around this community. Let me see what I can do and put together something. And last year was the first time that Hope actually did a toy drive. We're going to do it again this year. It started very small, and it was kind of amazing because I started buying some toys. I went to the Bears, DC Bears, and talked to them to see if they could donate the time by using one of their bar nights. And they decided, you know, why don't we do two bar nights in a row to collect toys, and we'll go ahead and talk with the bars and, you know, let them let us do that there, and the toys that we collect, we'll go ahead and donate. And I said, fine. Well, everything was great. The first night that we went to the first bar, which was Titan at the time, now it's called the Ramrod, something happened in the bathroom that they had to shut down the bar right as we were going to start doing the toy drive. So they closed the place, and we went to the Green Lantern, which is another bar in D.C.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a very nice bar.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're very thankful to them because we had Chris, which is the president of the Bears, standing in front of the door of Titans, sending people to the Green Lantern to drop the toys.
Wow.
And I was really afraid because I had a Santa Claus worked out. I was going to play an elf with a friend of mine also. And even with everything that went wrong, we ended up with a ton of toys that night. Then the night after, which was at the Eagle, we ended up with even more toys. And I'm telling you, we got probably about 300 to 400 toys unwrapped from the Bear community alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. I really don't know how we pulled it off, but we did. The only problem was that when she went to take the toys, because these toys were going to go to an orphanage in Mexico.
Okay.
As they drove through the border, I'm not sure on the details of who was the one. They confiscated like 35% to 40% of the toys, but they still had a wonderful
Christmas.
Yep. But this year we're going to be doing it again, and it's going to be hopefully bigger. You know, we have two events. We spread it to the 7th of December, which is going to be at Ramrod, which is the bar that it used to be known as Titans, from 8:30 to whenever, and the other one is going to be on the 15th at the DC Eagle from 9 o'clock to whenever.
Awesome.
So if anybody is in the area, please spend the time. Go over there. I will personally thank you. I will be there myself.
Drop off the
on those two nights. Mm-hmm. Drop off a toy. You don't have to wrap it or anything like that. Just bring it in. It's for a bunch of orphans. What HOPE stands for, by the way.
Yeah. What does HOPE mean? Yeah.
HOPE is helping orphans prosper everywhere. And it's an organization in Baltimore County, which is a very small organization. We're actually not making any money on this. It's completely tax-free. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we just collect the toys and we just give them to people that really need them in the United States and outside the United States. This is an organization that is actually trying to reach everywhere, mm-hmm. not just in the United States, because we have such a blessed country, but there's also other countries outside the United States. And now with the way that they look at us in the United States, thinking that, you know, everybody in the United States, all they think is about greed, we want to make sure we're ambassadors of the United States by showing them that we are much more than what they see in the news, that in reality, the people in the United States are very giving, and they're trying to help each other just like everybody else around the world is.
Okay. Does HOPE have a website right now?
So far, no. The problem is, like I said, it's just Dr. Mahipat, myself, and a couple of other people.
Okay.
Her mother just passed on about 2-3 weeks ago. She was in the process of working on the website. And the website is not completed enough to actually be able to send anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I have available is the phone number for anyone that would like to call and ask how you can help. In any way, I can give you the phone number for her office and call there and leave a message or just personally talk to her.
Yeah, just email me those and I'll put it in the
show notes. I will make sure. But just in case, the telephone number is area code 410-655-8900. And this would be the MediQuest office for Dr. Mahipat.
Okay. Is there a deadline for this?
Actually, there's no deadline because this is a project that is always working.
Okay.
We do this for Christmas time, but through the year, if you want to send something, you know, it's, like I said, it's tax deductible, and any donations are appreciated of any kind. And it's a very little overhead, so it's not like some organizations that, please give us your money, and then they take a big chunk in. There's just a little bit that goes to the children. No.
Mm-hmm. Some people pocket it.
Basically, all this lady has done so much for the community. She goes and feed the hungry. She's amazing. Okay. I'm completely in awe for this little woman because she's so, you know, small to do so much. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And that's one of the reasons why I am so attracted to her, because I'm a person with very small economic means. I'm not rich, and believe me, especially this year have been really tough. But the least that people can do is give their time to help other people. We are, you know, this is a community that needs to stretch out everywhere. Yes. So the least we can do is help each other.
That's true. So, okay, just send me those information. And I'll put it in the show notes. And what other projects are you working on right now, aside from Hope?
Well, I also, I'm a member of the Santa Motorcycle Club, which every year we host Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend, which is an organization that actually donates a lot of money to Brother Help Thyself, which is an organization that helps aid victims in other parts of the gay community in the Baltimore and D.C. area. Besides that, I'm an associate member of the D.C. Bears, mm-hmm. Which is another great club that also donates to Brother Help Thyself and many other organizations and put together Bear Invasion, which has been moved to the summer, by the way. This was the first year that Bear Invasion was actually in the summer. And Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend is actually very soon. It's actually going to be in Martin Luther King Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so gosh, there's so much information. Yeah, just I have the links for that, and because this is what we're talking about, just showing bears that out there, or even non-bears, to know about what you've been doing and what projects you've been into, and what's keeping you busy. And it's awesome that you're doing these things like a Hope and being a member of DC Bears. And yeah, it's awesome.
Well, it's the least we can do. Yeah. I also go around. Thank God I've been fortunate enough to be able to go to some of the different bear runs. This year is going to be very tough for me to go to any, because of all the stuff that's been going on, which is a long story, and not going to try to go there because okay. I don't want a pity party.
Oh.
But the thing is, there's organizations like the Bears of Central Florida, which I go every year to help, and I volunteer for them. I usually sell raffles for the last 3.5 years or 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. I have gone to their bus to sell raffles for them. This year they did a great job, even with the closing of the full moon. I don't know if you heard about
that. Yeah, I heard about that. That's been talked about before.
But, you know, with all the changes and all the stuff that happened, they still managed to pull it off and did a great job. Mm-hmm. Sold a lot of raffle tickets, and that also goes to the community. Also, IBR, International Bear Rendezvous, that's yep. another mm-hmm. one that I go and volunteer. Unfortunately, this year, I don't think I'm going to be able to go, mm-hmm. which is going to be the second time that I miss IBR since it started. But
I was there 2006. I was there.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you were one of the contestants. I remember.
I was a contestant in 2006.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I kind of won.
Yeah, yes, that's true. I know. That's why Roy and I were talking about you, and that, oh my God, we have to have Ali in the show, because you had an award.
Yeah, that was the scariest thing I have ever done.
Anyway, I'd like to talk about that more, but right now we're gonna take a break. Everybody out there listening to through the Bear Radio Network, just visit on to bearpodcast.com, and you can download the whole episode, probably an hour, I don't know, maybe. Okay, we'll be right back. Here are some bear events, guys. Christmas in Blackpool, United Kingdom, December 29th. This is the big one. Come on, all you bears, cubs, and admirers, to Blackpool's biggest bear event of the year. It's our Christmas party held at Trades Bar, Queen Street, from 7 p.m. Saturday, December 29th. It's going to be packed full of fun, wall-to-wall bears. It's cruisy. I'm sure it is. We will have our very own bear dancers dancing in a cage. Wow, nice. Featuring the cutest cub contest to find the cutest baby bear for 2007. Even a they even have a pie eating contest. Lots of giveaways, etc., etc. Even holidays to be won. Free buffet provided. There should be a buffet. Of course, you got bears there. Okay, so admission is totally free, but a local council requirement reinforces Trades Bar to ensure that all its customers are members. Membership is just a one-off fee of £10 for life. If you guys want to get more info, go to www.tradesbar.co.uk. Next event is New Bears Eve on December 31st in Berlin, Germany. No plan for New Year's Eve, dinner for one, or party together? Dance the night away. We have a nice buffet instead of sausages. Nice. We have an explosive show. Celebrate New Year's, New Bears Eve, actually. New Bears Eve with us. Dance until your feet are glowing. So for more info, go to newbearseve.com. Okay, so I have an email that came from Freddie Freeman. Okay, it's about Bearpalooza. All right, here we go. Bearpalooza, a preview of what's to come in 2008. After 6 years of bringing you incredible talents of bear artists like Yolanda, Kendall, Dave Montana, Max Christopher, Tommy Johns, Big Nug, the Future Villain Band, Naked, Charlie Brown, the Ursa Major Band, Elijah Black, Babalu, Martin Swinger, Andy Northrup, Freddie Freeman, and so many others. The magic continues in 2008 as we plan to celebrate the music, the family, the history, and the phenomenon that is Bearpalooza. Okay, so it's official. The Bearpalooza Roadshow. Nice. They're going to do a roadshow. Similar to Bears on the Run, I guess. Okay, so taking the talent on the road. We will visit the Northeast with 5 or 6 full live shows in May. Anticipated stops include New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. There are still lots of spots available, but confirmed participants in one or more locations so far are Freddie Freeman, Kendall, of course, Michael West, Martin Swinger, Charlie K. Brown, Roger Mapes, formerly Yolanda. I haven't seen him. Who else? Max Christopher, the Bootlickers. Never heard of them. Bootlickers. And Don Harvey. Also planned in 2008 are Bearpalooza Sawmill in Florida, Bearpalooza Nashville, and few other surprise events, which are currently in the works. We are also in the process of compiling a history of Bearpalooza media. Pictures, video, press, and personal stories. For an upcoming documentary. A brand new website is coming and the Flickr photo page is being built. So it's going to be another history-making year, full of great music, new bear artists, and bear brotherhood. So please stay tuned for more details and show info. And you can get all those info at bearapalooza.com. I'll put the links in the show notes. Okay, let's go back to the show. We're back, and we're going on. This is the second part of the show that we always divide it into two. This is the part where we can do anything, we can say about anything, we can actually continue talking about the contest you're in an IBR and stuff like that. And there, I have some questions. I have a few more questions about what's going on with you. And okay, so IBR 2006. I remember you were one of the contestants. Yeah, you said you were very nervous. That was the first time you were in a contest. Is that it?
Well, no. There's actually it wasn't the first time that I was in the contest. I actually I'm the Susan Lucci of IBR.
Okay.
I have been in the contest 5 times, and all the times that I entered, I never entered expecting to win. To be honest, I entered before just to represent, because one of the things that I noticed was there was never any bears of color in the contest. Mm-hmm. There were never any ethnic bears whatsoever in the contest. And I decided, you know what? Everybody always complains. There's never this. There's never that. Stop complaining and do something about it. So I decided to enter the contest just to show that, you know, there's more out there than just all the other bears. Mm-hmm. That we, I'm a part of this community, and I deserve to be here as much as everybody else. And that's one of the reasons why I entered. The other reason was to help the community, too, because many of this contest, a lot of people are always criticizing. It's just a beauty pageant.
In a way, it is. It is a beauty pageant. Yes, it is.
In a way, it is. I, you know, I'm not gonna try to cover the sky with one hand. But the thing is, many of the things that this organization do end up raising revenue to help the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very good at selling raffles, so I went through and sold some good raffles and stuff. And when I entered IBR in 2006, the main reason why I entered and the main reason why I went also and entered the contest in Orlando was because the money that was being raised there was going to be donated to the victims of Katrina and Rita.
Oh, yeah.
Which is something that I've been very close to since the day after Katrina hit. I've been organizing, trying to help my community to help them. And through the store that I work at, that also helped raise money and send clothes to the people that were in need. Mm-hmm. Also, with the help of the Rainbow
Fund. Rainbow. Yeah, you mentioned
also,
Rainbow.
You know, which I recommend people to actually go through them instead of going through the Red Cross, because just a little overhead again, and you're helping people in your own community.
What's the website again? This is their website, the Rainbow.
That's the Rainbow Fund.
RainbowFund.org.
That's right. Yes, RainbowFund.org.
Okay, that's right. You know what? You were talking about toy drives earlier. Actually, when Katrina happened, my partner Mike was stranded here because he lives in New Orleans, and he came over. And he came over on that Friday here in Houston. He's supposed to be here only for 3 days. And he ended up staying in for 3 months because he couldn't go back. Yeah. So during that time, Mike was able to do a fundraiser also, the same as you did, collected toys. So we had so much toys that Christmas season. And our living room was just really filled with toys. You could actually jump. It's like one of those McDonald's balls. It's just that these are toys. You can actually get... You just have a lots of toys and stuffed toys and different kinds.
That's great. That's great.
And we all just mailed all of them we had to separate. You have to sort them. Oh my gosh, sorting. Yeah, that's hard. Some are used, some are new. So sometimes you have to separate them. That's a big word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, which ones are going to
And
Salvation Army and so on.
It was fun. I mean, it's always good. And lots of kids who were hit by Katrina back then were really, you know, they really enjoyed
getting those kids. Yeah, but it's just not just the kids, unfortunately, anymore. They all need help. It's, you know, the best thing that people can do is, if you can, you don't have to even send money. Just go to New Orleans. You know, I haven't been able to go yet because, like I said, it's been a very rough year. But tourism is the best way to help New Orleans.
Yep.
Go over there, you know, and see somebody that lives there. You know, communicate with them through Bear 411. You know, let them know that you care. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is the least that we can do. And you know, if you can't go there yourself, you know, just tell people, hey, you know, go and take a trip to New Orleans.
It is pretty sad. I don't know if you've been there. I'll send you a video. It's something I filmed back then, January. It was January 2006. That's the January after the Katrina. Katrina was September. No, wait, August. Katrina was August 2005, and something January we went back and we did a destruction tour. That's what we call it, pretty much, because when you go around there, you drove around and you could see all these houses just really destroyed, and one house is in the other side of the street. There are cars piled up on top of each other, and it's like the way I described it. It's like Hollywood. Whenever you watch a Hollywood movie, like there's a city that was devastated in a Hollywood movie. So it's like that. It's like
right.
Yeah, it was. It's
but
pretty,
but live in real.
In real. So that was that was really disturbing, I've been there. Yeah.
See, growing up in Puerto Rico, I know about the devastation of hurricanes, but this one was to such scale, and there were so many mistakes made that raised the level of the problem to a completely different level. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I entered, you know, those two contests. And I, like I said, I didn't expect anything to come out of it. Next thing you know, it's like they call my name. I swear that I look. And you have the video because I think you were the person. You guys were the ones that taped it.
Yeah, yeah.
Since I was on the stage, I couldn't. You know, I couldn't take myself, of course.
And I took those videos.
Like
yeah.
I look side to side to the two guys that were beside me when they call my name, and I'm like, Did they just say my name? Oh shit!
So
I was like, no, they didn't just call my name.
Well, that was a good run. I really enjoyed that, and that's also the first time. That's when I met Venice Cub. Also, that's when.
You met Venice Cub. He's a nice guy.
He is. Yeah, I interviewed him there actually, and there's this. One of the first videos I did before with him.
Did you just interview him or did you just do him? I mean,
well, let me see. I'll take the fifth on that one.
Oh, I see.
I wish. But anyway, okay. So we're in that area now about films. Okay, so.
Oh boy!
All right, here we go. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm as ready as I'm gonna be.
Okay. So tell our listeners here about your films. The first one you've done.
Well, the first one I actually did. I did one for, in '98 or '99, which was actually for Maximum Density Productions. Which was called.
That's a long time ago.
This was a long time. That Maximum was my density. First venture, and I didn't think that they were gonna pick me, to be honest. And it was a weird thing, anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Big Heat. That's the name of it.
Okay.
And I did have fun to a point. It was a different experience, mm-hmm. and. I was like, okay, this could have been more fun, but I did enjoy it. And then not long after that, I think it was 2003 or something like that, that I was passing by the booth for Bear Films, and Sasha, who was at the time the owner of the company, mm-hmm. asked me if I wanted to do a video, and I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't think I'd be the right person for that, and so on and so on. And he said, like, yeah, you'll be great. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Well, let me talk to somebody, and if I can get this person to do the movie with me, I will. And I went and talked with Hank, which was my co-star in the movie, and he was like, oh, sure, you know, we have played together, and we have fun, and I'm not shy, and you're not shy, and...
I don't think you'd be shy.
Let's do this. Yeah, well, I'm actually not shy. I'm actually, it would be stupid for me to say that I'm shy. I used to be shy when I first came into the gay scene because mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about being gay. I was a very late bloomer. Mm-hmm. I didn't figure out that I was gay until I was 26.
Okay.
So I never did. You know, all the stuff that everybody else got to do in a way. So I kind of made up for it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But, everybody figured out that they were gay at one time. I was like, I guess I'm different, but I didn't know why. And then my first experience was, after going to a club finally when I decided I was going to explore that side of myself. Mm-hmm. Was a very positive experience, thank God. And then after that, I met some really great friends, and, you know, they taught me all about the bear community and being a bear, because I didn't know that I was a bear until somebody told me that I was a bear.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what's a bear? Like, well, you're it. I'm
you're
like,
it. Look at the bear.
Am?
Yeah.
And then from there on, you know, the shyness went away. And
then you started filming.
And then I figure out that it was a show off.
Yeah.
<It's> like,
you show off. Okay.
Well, I used to be in. I used to sing in a band, and you know, I used to theater as a when I was in high school.
You are gay.
You know, that kind of blended into one thing to become.
Those were hints. You were in the choir. You were
actually
in
I was.
Theater.
I was also an altar boy, and thank God I was never molested.
Oh, okay.
I have to say that the priest that was in charge of the altar boys was more my father than my own dad, and I hate to say that because I do love my dad, but this guy was more my father. And now looking back, he always told me that I was different. He never explained to me why, but he figured it out long before anybody else did, long before I even did.
I'm sure your mom knew too, you know. She's probably probably your mom knew also. I mean, knew before you.
No, my mom's still in denial.
Oh, really? Okay.
My mom still wants a granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
And they're not very happy about the gay thing.
Oh, you know what? I have the same situation too. My mom hasn't really even assimilated into it, not yet. But eventually, she will. My mom actually met my partner Mike. And last October, so that was a very good step, you know, just meeting parents.
Unfortunately, my family's not that progressive, shall we say.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I'm basically the black sheep of the family in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. In their eyes, I bet.
In their eyes, yes.
In their eyes.
But I can only be me. I can't be who they want me to be, and that's one of the reasons why I live alone, and I live by myself, because I don't have anybody to place judgments on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with my life, regardless of what decisions I made that I might regret. I really do not. I don't regret anything that I have done to date.
Yeah.
Because I have really thought about what I have done, and just like, you know, with the porn career, I have always expressed to whoever I have done movies with that I will not do a bareback scene with anybody.
Always be safe.
And I always play safe, and I'm not placing judgments again on anybody. Everybody is allowed to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my place to tell you what you should do. But at least for me, the decision to play safe has always been there, because I have to protect myself, and I have to protect my partner now.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I haven't done a movie in about two years, and I'm seriously thinking about, you know, probably, not doing it anymore.
Oh, really? You're going to quit?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're going to quit. No, people will be disappointed.
No, I hate to disappoint people, but I have to do what is best for me. I reached a point in my life that as much as I love to perform, don't get me wrong, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend is not against it. He knows that I'm very conscientious, and I'm not going to do something that is going to put him in danger, first of all. But the thing is, I'm kind of, you know, everywhere now, first of all, you know, in kind of a overexposed, shall we say. So it's best that I, you know, cut back, and there's plenty of movies that are in the can that hasn't been released that will be released, you know, for the next, few years, God willing. And you'll get your fix through there.
Yeah.
And if the project is right, if I feel comfortable with the project, I'll go back.
Okay.
But right now, I need to concentrate in things to help my situation, help me.
Yeah.
And, you know, because most of the time, the best thing that we can do is work on the things that we need to work mm-hmm. on and forget about some of the things that sometimes slow us down to reach the goals that we need. And that's something that I need to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have priorities.
Yeah, I had a really rough year last year with part of what's going on.
Okay.
My full-time job, the owner decided to take the money and run.
Oh,
while I was at IBR, I found out that I didn't have a job when I came back from vacation.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a very tough recovery because I lost all my benefits. I don't have any benefits right now. I'm rebuilding, basically, because the time that I was looking for work, you know, there was no income to be able to pay. And mm-hmm. at the same time that all that was going on, my older brother completely lost his. He had renal failure, so
oh, wow.
he has without a job because he's a musician to be able to fall back. I was helping him economically, and when all this happened, I was basically caught with no funds in the bank.
Yeah, well, so
it's been a very tough year. But hey, you know. I'm looking forward to next year. I know that things are going to be better, and I'm working to make them better.
Yeah.
So, you know, that not being here or there, things will work out.
Yeah. It's just a matter of time, actually, to probably pick up where you left off, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so that's... I wish you luck on your job situation then. Going back to your porn. Okay, so
going back to the porn.
Going back
to the good stuff.
Yeah, well, it's good too. Yeah, you've done films with what film companies?
Well, I did the first one that I did. Like I said, it was for Maximum Density. Which was Big Heat. Then I did the one for Bear Films, which was Fur Frenzy. And that was the only one that I done with them. I would have liked to do more projects, but I guess I don't quite fit the bill there. But I had a great time doing work for Cyber Bears, which I did a few movies for them.
Yeah.
And they still, like I said, they still have some in the can, so there will be more released in the future. So don't worry, there's still jack-off material coming up.
Awesome. I'll probably buy some more. Okay, all right. I see that you've been very active in the Bears Like Rapidos Yahoo group.
Oh, that's one of my other dirty pleasures. Guilty pleasures.
Yes,
dirty yes, pleasure. I'm big into pleasure. Lycra.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm big into the tight Lycra, Speedo,
mm-hmm.
Spandex, you name it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Don't get me hard now.
Oh, me too. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Let me get some. I need a towel here. Hold on.
Oh, get a towel. Okay. Oh, you get a towel.
I will get a towel. I mean,
I'm not even near a towel right now. That's not fair.
Okay, so, in Bears Like Rapidos, I've been reading some entries right now about people having problems with swimwear because they're...
Yeah, it's a big problem because most of your companies that make that type of clothing, have the, shall we say, average person in mind, you know, the muscle-bound guys or the swimmer built person,
yeah.
And they don't take us in consideration, considering that a large percentage of the United States right now is a little bit overweight mm-hmm. to grossly overweight. And they don't think that we look sexy in Speedos. It's like, all I have to say to them is, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, actually, I love looking at bears in Speedos.
Definitely. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I finally got my boyfriend in a set of them, and he loves them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen your boyfriend, your pictures. He's very cute. He would be nice in a speedo. Yeah.
He looks so fucking hot in those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right now, I think the discussion is... it's really hot right now on Breast Like a Speedo. But companies where they can get bigger ones.
Me so horny, love you long time.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, would you do a film with your partner?
Actually, that's already done.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like I said, Enrique or Ricky, as he likes to be called, is not shy either. And we did put a movie together for Cyber Bears, which we didn't know when the release date was going to be. And it was a group scene with other guys. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting filming it. Hopefully the product, because I don't get to see what happens until they actually send me the movie, which is at the same time that everybody gets it, because I get a lot of emails asking me, when is your next movie coming out? It's like, as soon as I'll find out, you'll find out. Yeah. I hate to say that to you, but yeah, they don't tell me anything. I'm just one of the guys that they film, and everybody thinks, oh, you have clout with them. I have no clout with anybody. Mm-hmm. I am just a guy to them.
Oh. Well, at least now I have something to wait for then. Yeah, I'll probably contact Ken Slater about it too. So.
Ricky is very, in my opinion, this is my humble opinion, and maybe because I'm a little biased, I think he's one of the sexiest men alive.
Oh.
and I'm not just saying this to score points, because he's not here, he's not listening to this, and he'll probably will listen to this later on.
Yeah.
But he is the best thing that has ever happened to me.
That is good to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our partners are like that. Anyway, okay, so, well, we're running out of time, and right now I really, really appreciate having you in the show, Ali. And we'll probably chat on some more after this.
Well, before I go, I also would like to mention that there's another group called Smarters on Yahoo that I'm very active in, which is for bears of color. A lot of people are up there saying that, you know, you never see any bears of color. You can go there and you can see them, because there's lots of them up there. It's just that, unfortunately, many of them are camera shy. But the ones that are not camera shy, I own the website. I'm not the only one out there.
Okay. Yeah. Just send me the link on that one so we can direct people to...
Actually, I will send you the link also. Actually, I think I did on the email that I sent you.
Oh, okay. It's one of the links. Okay. Well, thank you again, Ali. And
I really appreciate it. And anytime that you want to have me on,
of course,
I'll be...
Yeah, when your video comes out, I'd like to have you on. Okay.
Right. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do play-by-play unless we do a video conference.
You know what? What we can do, we can watch it and then, you know, do a Mystery Science Theater, you know.
That would be fun.
Oh, my God. That Roy and I would talk about that before he would do this Mystery Science Theater on his films.
But see, that's not fair, because there's so much footage that they throw out.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, to put these movies together, they do a lot of filming, and sometimes they just use the stuff that they think is really good. But then, you know, the person that is doing the scene has a completely different idea of what they think it was hot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's like, wait a minute, where's the other footage at?
Yeah, and why do we go directly to the cum shot, you know? Why, you know... I had so many things. I worked hard on that one. Yeah.
But of course, see, what they need to do is they need to put more of the bloopers. Because the really fun stuff on most of the shoots is actually outside the reel. So much stuff that happens sometimes. It's like, oh my God, that was too funny.
Would it be nice if it's a bonus disc and it's all bloopers?
Well, some of them have them now.
A whole bonus disc with bloopers. That would be awesome.
But every once in a while you find them. So.
Okay. Yeah, keep me posted on that one, okay?
Right. Then again, I really appreciate you having me on, and I hope that I make somewhat some sense.
All right.
And again, you know, I really appreciate all the fans out there, in everywhere. And for mis hermanos en España, que tengan un buen día, unas buenas noches, y nos vemos después. And I hope that everybody else have a great day, great night, whatever you are. And we'll talk sometime in the near future.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ali.
You're welcome.
That was a great interview with Ali. It's I really enjoyed that one. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so let's do some shout-outs. Peter and Pinoy Boy from the Oh My Pod podcast. Yeah, they are GOMOs, meaning geeky homos. And they talk about technology, hardware, software, and stuff, and being gay, and they talk about themselves, their travels, and stuff. It's really a great show. I was a guest there last week. I was a guest on episode 260. So if you guys want to check it out, go to ohmypod.net. Yeah, it was fun doing a show with them. They're really great. They're really, really good guys. Even after the show, we even chatted for an hour and a half, something like that. It's just fun having having some techie or geeky guys, geeky homos or gomos to chat with. I got an email here from Ron. It says here, "To the Nard, I've become a steady listener to your show, and I have a question for you. I've heard a short song some time ago that is still in my head. I think the words may go like this. Bears! I'm a bottom, I'm a top. Belly to belly, and we just don't stop." Anyway, I can't rap. Sorry, guys. "Would you know if this is an actual song? Would you know the title and artist?" Okay, Ron. Is it this song?
On the bottom, on the top, belly to belly, and we just don't stop. Bear! On the left, on the right, I wanna woof all night. Bear! On the bottom, on the
yep.
top, belly
That's
to belly, and
Kendall.
We just don't stop. Bear! On the left, on the right, I wanna woof all night.
Yeah, that's Kendall. You can check out his music at kendallshead.com. Yeah, actually, he was here in Houston for Bears on the Run tour. Yeah, and he performed with many other Bear artists, including Shannon Grady, the one we're doing a raffle with. Okay, so yeah, Ron, if you're listening, go check out kendallshead.com. I'll put the link on the website for you. All right, we're going to wrap up the show. I think I'm going to record tomorrow with Ray, probably. We'll see. He's still settling in in his new house, and they still don't have a very good internet connection. So we'll see. We might be able to Skype in tomorrow. Okay, so if you guys have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes and leave your voice comments at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. You can friend us there. Okay, so thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Find a way to make you horny. Find a way to make you horny now.
Oops, sorry, Shannon.